make about 50, about 40 or 50, 60 pounds of lard. And just keep it for a long time there. You had a lot of good tortillas with lard there. Corn tortillas and lard, they were good.
You eat them corn tortillas and lard, you put the lard on it?
Yeah.
You ate the lard?
Yeah.
Do you do that now?
No, I don't do that anymore.
Well, so what would you do without, what was the different meats you'd get out of the hog that you would?
Well, most of the meat that you make the sausage, most of the meat was for sausage.
Did you make anything else?
No.
Did you have sheep on the farm?
Very few, not many. Goats and sheep too.
Tell me about them. Where did you keep them?
Out in the country.
Out in the pasture?
Yeah, in the pasture with the shepherd there, with some pastor, we call it the pastor.
And
take care of those goats and sheep.
Did you keep the goats and the sheep together?
Yeah. They used to go to there.
What did you do with the sheep?
They, I don't know how you call it in English. Every year they just took the wool out of it with it.
The shear?
The shear, yeah.
And what, did you ever eat them?
Yes.
What would you make from them?
Just cooked meat, that's all, or barbecue meat, dry meat. We used to dry the meat.
You dry? What would you make from it dry?
Yeah, just make a little tea, then just put in good place there until it was completely dry. And then just press it, and then just keep it, and then we used to put it in a pan with eggs. That's what we call it, seco.
I think it was too.
Yeah, it was good. We don't do that anymore. We don't have that dry meat here. We have to get it from across the river.
That's your wine.
Dry meat, but we don't have dry meat here anymore.
When you took the dry meat, you put the eggs in it?
Yeah, after you put the dry meat in the pan and then put the couple of two, three or four eggs in it.
And did you cook it together?
And you cook it together, yeah.
Did the meat get moist again?
Yeah, well, yes.
So it wasn't hard?
No, it wasn't hard.
What about the goats, did you?
Not the same thing.
So you make, did
he
eat milk
for this? Yeah, sometimes yes. Not much.
Did the shepherd, will you have a shepherd?
Yes.
Did you call them?
I didn't.
You have any way to call the sheep and the goats?
No, I don't. No, les grita a las cabras, ¿verdad?
If they got away from you or something?
I think the shepherd used to call, I don't know what they say, but I think he used to just holler. Sometimes they just come to him.
What would you do as a shepherd to take care of him? To take care of the sheep?
Well, he used to go just by hand or and the goats would follow him.
Would you move around every day or something?
Yes.
And what did you do the rest of the time?
All the herd was together, about 200-300 heads of goats and sheep. They just got.
Was the shepherd on a horse or something?
No, walking. All day.
That must have been a tiring job.
Okay, ya te hacen.
Sí. I get to see you.
Okay,
but what about the farming? You said you grew corn.
Yeah, we used to plow corn with a team of mules and a plow. We used to walk behind the plow.
What kind of plow was that?
Well, I couldn't explain that to you. It was just, I don't have a picture of those plows now.
Were there different kinds of them?
Yeah. They had hands on the back over here with the iron that goes in the ground, and then we just throw the corn inside there.
What?
And cover.
Do the corn by hand?
Yeah.
How much of an area would you plant it corn?
How much? How
big an area would you plant it?
Well, we used to plant about 8 or 10 acres.